everybody. Welcome to Unprofessional. I am, as always, Dave Wiskus, joined, as always, by Jamie Newberry. Hi, Jamie.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you?
I'm super good today.
You always start the show so happy.
Do I end the show other than happy?
No, but you just your attitude, your disposition right up front. It's always like you're just so positive.
I'm very excited. I'm a happy person most of the time.
It's exactly the right energy.
Well, thank you.
You know who else is really happy?
Who?
Guy English.
I'm in a good mood.
Guy English.
I'm in a good mood.
Are you drunk?
No. No.
What are you drinking?
That sounded oddly accusatory. No, I'm not.
I was just thinking that your no sounded sad. Like, no, not yet.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm working on it. I'll get there.
I'll get there.
Yeah. You know what I am happy about?
What's that?
You know, that goddamn Bobby Fredman isn't on this show anymore.
Nobody liked that dude.
Bobby is the worst, man. I hate that
guy. Bobby Fredman.
You've gone way uphill.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah,
well, I mean,
you got class. You literally brought on class.
I gotta say, the response so far, we haven't really talked about this on the show because I've been trying to avoid talking about this for the first couple after the change.
Yeah, well, it's embarrassing. You had a long run of being really embarrassing, you know? Jamie, so everything's great.
I didn't want to draw too much attention to the change right when the change happened because, you know, it's a lot of change.
Right. We just wanted to see if anybody would notice, you know?
Right. We swap out one co-host for another.
Yeah. It's like, no, you're halfway there.
Dick York, Dick Sargent situation.
Oh, yeah. Bewitched.
Who would even notice the difference between Lex and Jamie? But no, mm-hmm. I think that in so many ways, I feel like Jamie is a step up. Because through that other guy.
Yeah. Like I said, halfway there.
Halfway.
Yeah. Jamie, when you take over the show, I want to be your first guest. Davo, get rid of Davo.
Get rid of Davo and we'll bring up the other half.
Oh, yeah.
The response has been great.
Oh, my God, this show would be great. If you just got rid of Dave and Lex, this would be the best show. Lex, fine. Done.
You should go and write an iTunes review right now. And it should say exactly that.
No, it would be a great review.
I don't believe in iTunes reviews. I believe in one telling star. It. To your face, like it is.
Over Skype.
Getting on the show. Exactly.
To your voice.
The response, though, has been great. People keep saying, you know, I wasn't sure what was going to happen with the show after Lex left, but Jamie's amazing.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So rarely are people like, and you're doing great, too. It's always, Jamie's a good decision. Good call.
I was expecting, like, egg bombs or something in the mail. You never know. You never know.
Well, you haven't given out your address, right?
So helps. Yeah.
It's wise.
Twitter pictures of egg bombs and bad things.
P.O. Box.
P.O. Box. I'll have to do that in unprofesh P.O. Box for special gifts.
So we have a lot of notes to go through, right? We've got, to...
We do?
What did you have down, Guy?
Yeah, I want to hear about your notes.
I love that you took notes.
No, you did this show. What episode was that? What episode
number
was it?
I don't know. 3, 4?
You were... I did a poll a few days ago of who people thought we should have on the show, and you were the winner, the clear winner.
You won.
People were saying, I would love to hear Guy English on Unprofessional.
Just for the record... When people say that I was a clear winner, there was two tweets. Literally two.
I got
mentioned twice. This was not a landslide.
Not a huge response to the poll.
They were not counting the chats in Florida over this one. Let me tell you that.
No, well, there were people who mentioned you by name that didn't put at GTE in the thing.
Okay, well, I didn't know that.
Hey, by the way,
big deal. I mean, you know, I don't
for the for the people out there who weren't voting for you, for the people who weren't voting for you and didn't realize that you'd already been on the show, which is apparently also the people who were voting for you.
Oh yeah.
Why don't you just give us like a quick rundown of who you are, what you're about?
Really?
And feel free to plug something if you want.
Just in case.
I tend not to plug things. Dave and I are old friends. Well, not that old friends. We're good friends, though. I actually tend to yell at you when we're on podcasts together.
That's absolutely true.
Because we're friends in real life. Like, when we get together, I'm
But you also yell at me in real life.
Yeah, I'm a yell. Like, if I like you, I will just yell and scream at you. And not in a bad way. In the way that I think you're a total idiot. And I will say that.
Well, to be fair, I need to hear that sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't mean to go with yeah on that one. I think the last time we spoke might have been, I think we recorded the podcast about Batman.
Are you still holding that against me?
No. I didn't at the time. And
okay.
No, of course not. Rene Ritchie does a bunch of stuff, and I think Dave and I were both on a podcast about Batman, and it turned out halfway through, and this is the dumbest, I literally signed up for this, because I'm like, hey, you want to talk about Batman? I'm like, fuck yeah, an hour and a half of being an idiot? Sign me up, I'm there. Turns out, Dave... I can't even say it without getting mad. Like, I'm still,
I never
like,
read
shaking.
The comics. Well, no, I read
but
some
Dave
of the comics.
Dave got on the show somehow, and he's never read a Batman comic. I read the whole
like Bane breaking Batman storyline. I just the thing was I'd never read Dark Knight Returns.
It boggles my mind. Like, how did you get there? It's
Dave has a craft. I think Dave is very skilled at getting places. I just like on the Batman
Jamie,
show.
You don't it, know.
It, there's so much no more to Batman than just
I want
that one
Jamie's
comic book.
We'll be doing the Batman show. Jamie's going to be on the Batman show.
Bring Jamie on. There's so much more to Batman than just the comic books. I could do hours of talking about just the movies.
But there's that is true. There is
but then
so
we do the podcast and we'll
than breathing. But you know what's basic? Breathing. Breathing is pretty basic.
I read some of the comics.
Oh, my God. Years ago.
So you are still holding this against me is what I'm hearing.
I'm not holding it against you. You are what you are. It's great. And I love
He's
you.
He's still You're... just blown away.
Nah. Oh, my God. Jamie, I am going to make you want to never talk to this guy again by the end of the show. That's my mission. That's my mission.
Don't make me have to find another co-host, guy.
Well, you know what? Things are getting better. Things are getting definitely getting better. I mean, Flex is, you know, that guy's the worst. A couple of years ago, Dave and I are sitting in a Vegas steakhouse with a mutual friends.
Nice.
And Dave, he tried to order a really nice steak. I can't remember what it was, but he tried to order one.
It was a rib cap.
And you wanted it how, Dave? Well done.
Well done.
I like what I like, sir. Dave. You guys talked me into medium well.
No, we didn't talk you into it. The waiter literally said, I'm not going to do that for you.
That's fantastic.
He refused to sell you... he refused to
well
ruin
done
his,
me.
Yeah, his product. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
And well, at that point, you may as well have a hamburger, right? I mean, really, right?
Well, I didn't. I got there. So, how much of this can I even tell? How much of the story can I even tell?
There's like four people at dinner, and one of them is an idiot. And, you know.
No, one of them didn't know the other three were going to be in Vegas. I thought I was going to be there by myself. And then I find out you guys were there, so I joined you. I had no idea.
That's great. All of that is great. You ordering a burnt steak is not great.
You know what? I got to tell you that.
That's the operative movement there, Dave.
that steak. Still the best food I've ever had in my life.
It was great.
You should try one that's not so well done.
No, I did. This was
medium
well.
Literally, the restaurant wouldn't let him order it the way that Dave wanted
but
it.
But I'm saying even slightly less well
no,
than medium
gross.
Well. No, really, it's not. Yeah. I used to be there with you, Dave. I used to think, okay, medium well. But no, I tried
no, it's good
on
food.
The more rare
oh, this
side.
Isn't,
and
this
it's,
isn't a
it's
flavor
amazing.
Issue at all. This is purely a, it reminds me that what I'm eating is the
was
flesh
alive.
Of an animal.
Right.
Yeah, and I just, that icks me out.
So you know
I
what? I really hate anything with bones in it. Yeah. No, because I do know where you're coming from, Dave.
I like that Jamie giggles at that.
Sorry. Stick carry a bone on, in carry it. On. I hate that. Come on, seriously. What are we,
carry
14?
On. Bones. Boned foods.
And we're not drunk. That's the funny part right now, is we're not drunk.
Guy has a soda. What is it called? Soda fountain water?
Soda, I do. Soda stream. I got a soda, soda stream.
I got a soda actually, stream. I am drinking. Yeah. I'm drinking a whiskey, but I just started. So
yeah, me too. I poured my... When I said I'm going to get myself a glass of water, I...
You meant water and water plus.
I'm not an animal. So,
soda streamed whiskey?
I'm not an animal. I'm not a monster.
Yeah, so I was on like episode 3 or 4 of this show.
Yeah, it was
pretty
early.
And I took it over.
On.
I started interviewing you guys.
Yeah, that was kind of hilarious.
That's what I do.
Yeah.
How you doing
well,
now?
Well, so things have changed a little bit. Because it used to be, back then, we would like try to have some kind of idea of what we were going to talk about when we got on.
Yeah, I noticed.
These days, we don't do that anymore.
No more.
Yeah, we had a vague... Maybe. I remember the last time I was on, we had a vague thing. And I was like, okay, I don't even know. Like, we ended up talking about like snowstorms or something.
Sure.
You know, something right out of Atlanta.
But Guy, you had notes. You had notes for this show.
No,
what do you have?
I was totally lying to you. I was totally lying to you. I don't have
you wanted
notes.
To be seemingly prepared.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right.
You got to look professional.
Right.
I'm professional.
I guess so.
It's exactly what you have to do.
So, Jamie, how are you adapting to this? You know
how
what? I'm taking the show.
This
is my show now. Jimmy, what
again
is going on here? Yeah.
So
no, I'm going to
so
do
good.
It. That's it.
Yeah.
So how'd how did it happen?
Well, you know, I was a guest on the show a while back. Episode. So somebody's having trouble
episode.
Playing that, I heard. But the best one ever.
Oh,
no, and then... I don't know. Dave and I had started a completely different podcast, actually. I don't remember when we started it, Dave, but we were kind of testing the waters. We'd recorded probably 5 or 6 episodes, just kind of doing some stuff. And then Lex announced that he was leaving, and we decided to give this a try. And then,
here we are.
So our other little show is kind of just in the vault, so to speak. But here we are. We're doing this.
Yeah, Flex is
and
the
I
worst.
Like it. It's fun.
So... That's actually why I asked you, what was the other show?
You want to talk about it, Dave?
Well, if you don't want to talk about it, that's totally fine.
No,
I don't want
to
talk about it. No, I'm kidding.
Fun about that.
Screw
no, we can
you.
Talk about it. We can totally talk about it.
Yeah, it was very simply, the idea was, it was built on Jamie and I had worked together.
Yep.
But we never really got along. Maybe that's not the right way to say it. We got along fine personally, but professionally we just never really interacted, and there was always like some kind of weirdness there. We just, I don't know, we weren't one
awkward,
other's favorite
yeah.
people. Yeah, it was awkward.
It's the story of your life, Dave.
A little bit. So
we love you, Dave. With love.
Shortly,
you just asked me not to be a jerk to you. That's it.
I need the abuse. About a year ago, Jamie and I started talking via IM, and just, you know, kind of like catching up after I had left the company and you know, just kind of chatting about things and sort of, I don't know, talking as people. And then we were in Ireland together at UL.
Yeah.
And the last day, it was down to pretty much just the two of us. And we wound up talking for many, many hours straight. And it was just one of those conversations that was very insightful. And you get to know a person that you didn't, like, you knew in passing, but you get to know them as a real person. And I came away from it with this feeling of, like, now I have a real friend.
Right. So, Jamie, were you in a bear trap at the time? Were you like, did you walk into one of those things? It's like there's a piece of cake on the floor, and you go to pick it up, and like a rope trap picks you up and grabs you, and you're like suspended, and then Dave just becomes your friend and talks to you for like hours on end. Was that how it happened?
Not to totally digress, but I love that you know enough about me to know that I would pick up a piece of cake off the floor. That's pretty impressive.
You know, I do my research. I do my research.
You know, we were both, I don't know, it was just like Dave said, we were left over. We were the leftovers at the conference. And I don't know, both down at the hotel bar, I don't know, I remember I was like, type, and here comes Dave, and we just kind of, you know, we've always been cordial, but we just started talking.
That's exactly the right word
to use. Anybody's ever said about Dave. Well, we've always been cordial, you know.
Well, yeah.
I hate the guy.
That was it, but we had very, and you know, I don't know if I'm actually answering you. No, I wasn't in a bear trap. I wasn't forced to be there. We just, you know, and Dave asked like very directly, like, hey, you know, there's always been this awkwardness, and mm-hmm. I have no problem speaking my mind or speaking right. directly. You know, yeah, I'm not too coy about that, and so I respect. You know, I just told him, well, here was my deal. What was your deal? Right. And we just kind of like emptied our bags on the table, so to speak, you know, in figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
And,
it's very cathartic.
Yeah, it was. It was actually really cool.
It sounds very, very healthy. And Dave, yeah, I mean, the reason that I rib Dave so much is, yeah, he will pretty much just tell you what's on his mind if he needs to. Yeah. So that's,
yeah. Well, even if I don't need to sometimes.
Yeah.
But so the show then was, so Jamie and I became friends after this, and we would talk all the time. And like, sincerely, Jamie, one of my closest friends. And we sort of, I don't know, we had, I don't remember if it was my idea, your idea, how it even came about. But
I wrote that article, and we had a conversation about it. But there was also, there was a follow-up conversation.
We were in Australia.
Oh, sorry. We'll get to the article.
Okay. Good. No, we'll get there.
It'll be in the show notes, guy. You can click the link later.
Fine. Yeah, I will. this is my show. You know, take my time. I'm going to run the show. We'll talk about the article later. Go ahead. You're in Australia.
We were in Australia a couple months later, and we just talked about this. I don't know, stumbling upon life design, designing your life. We're designers and we're doing this sort of life design thing. And
that's what it was.
Dick.
Doesn't even know my name.
That is your name. That's your secret inner name. If you had a spirit animal, it would be called Dick.
I was trying to say Dave and steak at the same time because there was a steak conversation.
Yet another steak. Yeah,
well done. Anyway,
just for the record, though, my middle name is Dick.
I'm sure.
Well, Richard, but yeah.
All right.
Well, yeah, we were drunk in Australia.
Well, having drinks.
I was drunk.
Yeah, I don't think I was drunk, but I definitely had a lot of things to say about this. I was learning to make a steak properly.
Yes.
Okay. Yep.
And you were talking about the reasons why you mm-hmm. learned what you were learning to make a steak properly. And it wasn't just the level of detail you went into about the steak itself, but it was the logic of wanting to do something that was so unlike your job and wanting to learn a thing that was so unlike your job. And I remember I was walking back to the hotel after that, and the idea struck me, and I wrote it down, and I think I still got the note in Vesper. Like, I wrote it down, like, talk to Jamie about life design podcast. Because I just thought, Jamie should do a show that's that, where it's talking about designing your life the way that we as designers approach like the problems that we're solving, approaching your life in the same way, because we kind of do that. I think everybody sort of does that, but to like have that perspective.
Like a life hacker
would be really
kind of thing?
A little bit. But
a little bit, yeah. I mean, I did do an article, you know, a few months later, I think, before Dave and I actually had the conversation, but I'd released an article, and it was about designing my life and just kind of like working through stuff, but applying the same sort of strategy and principles that you use when you're designing a product, and kind of reflecting it back to myself and kind of working through stuff, working through the shit, you know, and trying to make, you know, you own your life, you make the decisions, and I don't know, sometimes you forget that. And I certainly have, and just it's a really cool process, actually. So I'm still working through stuff, iteration and sprints and all kinds of things. So it's good fun.
Well, I had suggested the show, and I don't remember what your exact reaction. I mean, you were positive about it, but it was like, you should do it with me.
Yep.
Which had never really crossed my mind up until that point. And there, you know, the obvious tricks of doing two separate shows, and eventually I was on board with it, but it was just kind of like, well, this is two separate things I have to edit, two of everything. It could be a little bit of a hassle. And it just happened to work out with Lex wanting to move on to do other things. It was like, well, let's combine. Again, it wasn't even my idea. It wasn't like a conscious, well, obviously, Jamie, you should do this. It was, I think, Jamie, you were the one who said, well,
if you kind of said it in jest. I was like, well, if you need a new co-host, I was kind of I was kind of in jest. We were already doing our other thing. And I, right. But then, you know, it was kind of like, well, wait, maybe that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah, at first I was like, no, I don't like that. I don't think that's going to work because of the... Well, actually, no, it's a good idea.
But then Amy Jane said no, so.
Well, yeah, and there's that.
Truth so, be told.
When Dave ordered that steak, Amy was there, not impressed. She was not impressed with that steak order.
No, she most certainly was not. Yeah.
Did you also ask for the A1 sauce? That's the thing you do. No, if you're in a fine steakhouse.
No.
Well done, steak and some A1.
You might well have asked for ketchup.
This reminds me of Clayton Morris telling me the best pizza place in New York was Sbarro.
Do you know what? It's funny. I haven't actually heard that episode. For some reason, I skipped the Clayton Morris episode.
Get cracking, guy. What the heck?
Yeah, ketchup. We'll wait.
I like Clayton. He was actually on a Star Trek episode with us, and turns out he'd seen Star Trek, so you know he's immediately...
You don't mean on an episode of Star Trek, you mean a podcast about Star Trek.
Oh yeah, that's all I do. It's not like it. I don't make anything useful myself. All I do is podcast about other people's creativity.
When you say Clayton Morris was on a Star Trek episode, I get excited. Like, which one?
Oh man, he should be.
He could do it.
You kidding? Yeah, he's good looking. He can definitely pull that off. If they reboot Star Trek, I'm sure he'll be first in line. How cool he is, though? He would be like, oh, no, but we'd have to, like, you know, start a letter writing campaign.
I bet he'd do it.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think he would ask, though. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on your idiotic podcast recurring element. Come on.
So are you, guy.
I know. But I'm a small fry. You know who else is small fry? Jesse Ventura. How awesome is that guy?
Yeah, right?
I feel like you're co-hosting a clip show right now.
I kind of am.
I should just splice in clips of these past episodes we're discussing.
Yeah, I'm walking that line between, like, trying not to actually interview people.
Well, it is kind of fantastic because now we've covered like the how Jamie and Dave happened, honestly, and now we're talking about clips, which is fantastic.
Honestly, I think people do want to know how that happened. I mean, Flex slept with Dave's mother, and so things started going south quickly.
So there was that.
Stupid, yep. Flex. Yep. Flex and Dick used to have a great show.
That's combination of words right there.
Yeah. I'm just calling you Dick from now on. I'm sorry. It just fits too well.
Hey, many do.
Sponsor break?
Jamie, our sponsor today is our friends at Martian Craft.
Martian Craft?
Yeah.
I love those guys.
Who doesn't love those guys? They are genuinely friends of ours, but we'll talk about that in just a second. Martian Craft, for those of you who don't know, is a creative studio offering design, strategy, and development services. They've worked with Fortune 5 companies and startups alike to build mobile and web applications used by millions. Today, Martian Craft is merging with Empirical Development, bringing Kyle Richter and Mark Azara and their team of more than 2 dozen people to power a bigger, better Martian Craft.
I didn't know that.
That's big news to me.
I had no idea.
I think it's cool. It sort of represents some growth and maturity happening in our industry.
It's fantastic. And I love both of those groups. Both, you know, houses of fantastic people doing fantastic things. So what an amazing junction.
Yeah.
Cool. That's so really cool.
Rob and Jeff, friends. Kyle, a very close friend of mine. And Empirical has sponsored the show before. They sponsored with Slender, which, full disclosure, I did do design work on Slender. So it's kind of this whole, like, these things, all the dots kind of connect together here, where we've got this community and we all sort of, we interact with one another. And that should speak to, I really do like these guys. I think they do good work and they're good people.
I agree.
It's cool to see them coming together.
I totally agree. I couldn't agree more. I think that's fantastic. I'm so excited. I think just the news, not just that they're sponsoring the show, Martian Craft, but that this news, what an exciting surprise.
Yeah. Yeah. They so they're merging. It's not exactly an acquisition. It's two well-respected companies coming together, forming a new company, or sort of new company. They're still going by the name Martian Craft, which I like better than Empirical Development anyway.
Yep, I like Martian Craft. That's good.
It's a good name. It's a good, solid brand. There's lots you can do with it. It's fun.
I love it. I don't know what else to say. I love it. I love those guys. I wish them all the best. I think it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see what they're doing.
I'm interested in the idea that you can have... So I've been part of acquisitions in the past, and it's all been, you know, tiny... When it happened to me, we were a two-man shop getting acquired by like a 15-man shop or something like that.
Right, right.
And you see more a trend lately of... the larger, and by larger, I mean 20 to 30 people development shops, just hiring as many people as they can.
Right.
So to see a merger like this, I think at least so far as I'm aware of, this is the first time I've seen something like this. And I think it's interesting. It's more in line with what you see in like the real business world. I say that not to be the diminutive of our industry, just that we're young.
Yeah, exactly.
And just haven't seen this kind of stuff yet. So my hope is that this sort of represents a move toward that kind of maturity. That there's all this concern about the gold rush being over, and are people still going to be paying for apps? So this to me says that it signals that this industry is here to stay.
I think so. I really do think so. There's a lot of stuff to be done out there still. I don't think apps are going anywhere, and your ability to create really strong apps that stand out from the masses is always going to be a desired skill set. And when you have great companies like these two merging, I think you're going to see that.
Yeah, strong, strong talent, very good people. I was at a Super Bowl party the other night, and somebody was asking me, it's a guy, he was making a game. Not an iOS game, like a paper and like a board game sort of,
but
educational game. And he was talking about wanting to also turn it into an app. And he asked me the question, like, how much does it cost to make an app?
Yeah, boy, and that's a big question.
It's a big question. I had to break the news to him that it's not cheap.
Yeah, and it's gotten, you know, it's gotten much less cheap over time.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a full on agency service now. It's not just, you know, a couple guys in a room,
or
a guy in a room anymore. It's, you know, we understand the process of making these things and how important design is and bringing all these pieces together. And, you know, it's a full on, it's just like the web days saw kind of the same thing. I don't know.
Right. And just like the sort of cliche for our industry of, it used to be everybody had a website.
Right. Now everybody has an app.
And there's truth there. Most importantly, though, just like with websites, having an app means you can roll something on your own fairly quickly.
Yeah.
But it's probably not going to be very good. And if you're a bigger company and you want to put something out there that's going to represent your brand or help launch a product or be its own product, the amount of time and attention to detail that has to go into that is significantly greater than if you're just rolling something that is pictures of you on vacation.
Very true.
You're going to do that, then the people you want are going to be the professionals, the people
who have
been around doing this for a while and are good
at
it.
All the pros.
Right.
That's what I would say. You get what you pay for. I am a big believer in that statement. And yeah, you want a quality product, you got to call quality people, Dave.
Agreed. So Martian Craft, those are your quality people right there. Call Martian Craft. Well, if you can get their phone number, I'm not sure if it's on the website. It's martiancraft.com. Just the way you'd think to spell that, MartianCraft, martiancraft.com. Go there. No custom URL, because this is about spreading the word. It's not so much, I mean, there's nothing you click on and buy stuff. So just go there. And if they ask, tell them we sent you.
That's exactly it. I know I send people their way a fair amount, and I encourage you to do the same, listeners.
And if you end up talking to Kyle, tell him I said hi. And while we have people listening to the sponsor area, don't forget unprofesh.com is the official website for Unprofessional. You can follow us on Twitter at unprofesh, twitter.com/unprofesh. And there's a Facebook thing, but that hasn't been updated in forever.
Yeah, we'll do that someday.
Maybe we'll get around to it.
I didn't even know about that part, Dave.
Really?
I didn't.
See, that's how little it matters.
Maybe I'll start looking at it. I'll poke around and make some updates and things.
You can actually poke on Facebook. You can poke around.
You can poke on Facebook. Poke us on Facebook.
We should get back to the show.
Let's do it.
And we're back.
Hey!
I don't know about you guys, I'm excited about that product and or service, and I cannot wait to spend my money with or on them.
I just did. Oh my! They've got a great website. Yeah. Every link I clicked
made sense.
Not only did it make sense, it made me feel like a better person.
Not a single 404.
No, that's, not that's one incredible. 404.
Not one.
Literally every choice I made on that website made me feel the way Dick must have felt when he chose to have Jamie Newbery on the show rather than Flex Friedman.
You know, when we
always getting better. That's your motto.
When we asked you to be on the show, I was thinking about how is this going to go, and my I don't know, just gut analysis was he's going to pick on me and love Jamie.
we both love you, Dave. And well, this is why you get picked on, right?
Jamie totally loves you.
Jamie's totally there for you.
I'm here. Got the shoulder.
we'll cry in the after show.
We'll cry later.
Well, yep. The first time we'll talk about it. So the show was ill-formed. Not ill-formed. It was young at the time.
It was new.
It was new. It was really new.
You'd think that we would have gotten our shit together by now.
No, it's better
now
that
I'm new.
Well, you're less defined. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it.
I feel like the show has gotten very comfortable with what it is.
Exactly. That's a much better way of describing it. At the time, it was like, well, let's not talk about work, but I felt maybe like it was like an interview show where, I don't know, I didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
This new format where I basically just get to rant at you and throw flowers at Jamie, that's awesome. You know, I could do this all day.
I'm still curious about SodaStream. See, I feel like the only person on earth that doesn't have a SodaStream, and I'm actually curious if when
how do you feel about bubbly water?
How do I feel about bubbly water?
Yeah.
I like the kind that comes pre-bubbly in the in the bottle. Yeah, and I'm not going to go too far down that road because that could go in a lot of interesting directions, but
what?
Yeah. It's all right. Carbonated water.
What? Okay, I don't even want to know why you think that can go weird. Because
I'm. You think that like us, we would be the ones trying to come up with something for that?
I love my SodaStream.
See, and that's what I want to know. I want to know all of the things you've tried soda streaming. Like, just water? Only water?
Just water? Only water?
You can only do water.
It tells you to only do water, but
of course it tells you that.
Yeah. For good reason.
Well, there's a time I went to the hospital. That didn't hurt.
See, I want to know. I want to know if there's been any soda stream experimentation.
No.
Yeah, there's one thing I like to do. A trick I learned from my friend Jay is you put a few drops of flavored bitters in after you carbonate. So like lemon bitters, you put a few drops of lemon bitters in there, and it's just got a little bit of a lemon vibe to it, and it's pretty great. I made the mistake of putting the lemon bitters in the bottle before I carbonated, and my kitchen exploded.
Really?
Wow. See, that's cool.
It was a shit show. So apparently the reason they say only carbonate water is not because it's going to ruin the machine or something, but because you're going to have a huge fucking mess if you try to carbonate anything else.
It's called science, Dave. Science.
Right. So no, you that's guys not saw like the Mentos and Diet Coke. It's the same, probably the same science.
Probably the same science.
I am not a science.
Probably
sciencer.
The same
I don't
science.
Know.
Albert Einstein called. He wants his science back at this point.
I don't think he did because he died a long time ago.
No, he totally called.
have you science? Have you done any experiments with your soda stream, guys?
You know what? I will do it right now on air. If you want to record me, I will drop some bitters into some water and.
Do it. I want to hear this.
Seriously?
That's already been done. Try whiskey. Why not whiskey?
No, I want to hear it with
there
bitters because
no
I know it's going to happen.
A couple of drops of.
Do it. Just, do it.
It didn't happen.
I want to win this bet. I want to win this bet.
Are you serious?
Yeah, do it.
Okay, because you're going to have to edit this, because I'm going to have to walk into my kitchen and do this.
I'm fine with that.
All right. Okay.
This is going to make for some great podcast.
This is great.
Just make sure we can hear it.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sciencing with Guy.
Yeah, science with Guy. Oh, God. This is Dave ordering steak on a podcast. This is what happened.
Science guy, the science guy.
Okay, I'm probably kind of quiet now because I'm away in my kitchen. And
live experiment.
I'm running your show enough that I'm keeping talking because I'm, I'm professional, right? Here.
All right.
Okay, I'm going to empty out my water.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm feeling like you're trolling me. I feel like this is going to get cut into the show.
Nope.
And you're going to be like, look, we made Guy run around.
Nope.
Yes. So Jesse Ventura phoned me up and he said that this is what happened to him.
It's a thing we do.
Okay, so I swear to God, I've got my soda stream filled up to the water line. You know how bottles go, right? Yes. So what do you want me to do to this to make it explode?
Give it a few healthy splashes of bitters.
Okay, I've got Angostura bitters here. Is that good?
How much?
I've got Angostura bitters, like the stuff that you put in like an old fashioned.
Sure.
It's not lemon bitters because you said the lemon. It's orange bitters.
Orange is fine.
Okay, so I put a lot.
Yes.
Like, I kind of want to take a photograph of this, because it's
We should put that on the website.
This is the best radio, folks.
This is why the show isn't live.
But you know what's great? The SodaStream does not require power, so I'm going to literally bring it on my desk.
Oh, be careful.
Oh, dude, seriously, cover.
Look, I'm telling you, it is next to my, it's next to my passport.
Oh, no.
It is next to my,
cover
my
things
new,
with plastic,
my new
please.
Mac Pro, my new Mac Pro that cost me an arm, a leg, and I had to, strangle a baby to get. it's here. I'm betting on this. I'm betting
hard. No, I'm telling you, cover that shit up.
Yep. I'm with Dave on this one.
Even if you are 99% sure you're right, don't take that 1% chance.
Did we have him sign the liability waiver, Dave? Oh,
I forgot to send it.
You didn't. All right, so let's see. So I'm screwing the bottle in now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? This is the best show you've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. Here's my bet on science.
I know this is pretty intense.
Okay, I'm gonna put the mic next to the thing. Okay.
All right.
Oh, I can't stop laughing.
Excuse me. Holy shit. Okay. It's a lot fishier than you. What is this? There's like a devil's mixture in this thing. It's... I am now scared. Like, this might bite me.
It will bite you. That's what Dave's saying.
Ooh. So it turns out, put a couple of dashes of bitters in your thing, it turns out it makes it really fizzy.
That's how you describe that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to edit it to make your guests look good, because because my room does not look good. There is like...
What happened?
I put in not even like a little bit of carbonation. So I did like a lot of bitters dashes, and it I don't know. It's like pure foam at this point.
Yeah.
And it was coming out like...
Yeah.
I can't even describe it. Try this at home, kids. You'll be fine. You will be fine. You will not end your life. You will make a mess, though. And I'm gonna need a new Mac Pro. I'm not an idiot. It's like... I'm kind of an idiot. I'm willing to try dumb stuff, but,
I had to clean my glasses.
Do you wear glasses?
Are you serious?
A little bit. Mostly I see you without glasses.
You've never seen me without glasses.
It's because he wasn't wearing his glasses.
Oh, yeah. No, that sounds weird, but it's like one of those, like, oh, yeah, like, you're in one state or the other. Do you know what I mean?
No. No, I have no idea what you mean.
Well, our pal John wears, he's got contacts, and he wears glasses, and sometimes I see him with glasses, and sometimes I don't. Right?
Have I ever seen him? No, I guess I, maybe
yeah,
I
have. Yeah, but you had, you know.
I haven't slept next to him.
Me neither.
I like that it was totally totally silent there for a minute, though.
Good. Just a little awkward. Just
so,
little
Jamie,
yeah.
When are you moving on to bigger and better things?
She's spinning off her own show.
Yeah. Are you really?
Well, I actually...
I like that you took that seriously at all.
Yeah, she totally should. Yeah.
I actually have been doing some stuff on the side, but it's a completely different Well, I guess this is technically non-technical, right? But yeah, some different stuff, but it won't launch until like March. So I don't know. We'll even see if it's any good.
Yeah. So you're going to do something not talking to nerds, or at least nerds of a genre that are not the same as like the the computer nerds. That,
right. Yeah. Like, so like I interviewed a whale scientist.
Oh, shit. Already that's cool.
Wait, scientist who is also a whale?
No.
Whales. He was actually a whale who is a scientist.
Exactly. See, he's got it.
Yeah. So when you say whale, do you mean like one marine of those, like, graduation animal, or caps, or do you mean like a really big spending gambler?
I mean...
Because you do live in Vegas.
Not that kind. The marine animal, the marine animal, orca specifically.
You've seen Blackfish, right?
Yeah, actually, he did a lot of the videography on that movie.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah, that's cinematography.
That's a good film.
It's fantastic. Yeah. It's sad, but fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spoilers.
Everybody just... it's Blackfish on iTunes? It's on iTunes. I saw it on iTunes. Yep. So,
it might even be on Netflix now. I'm not sure. But yeah, check it out if you
could
haven't.
Could be whatever. It's, I mean...
Yeah.
The thing about Netflix, though, is shit just kind of comes and goes.
It's true.
It's really weird.
So, Dave,
mm-hmm.
East Coast now. What are you, New York?
New York.
New York City.
This is literally the worst podcast episode ever.
Yeah.
So, hey, what's up?
How's it going?
How's the weather?
Okay, no, but it's, okay, so you're in New York now. Why?
Why? I don't have a good answer to that question. I was bored. It seemed like a good idea. I've always wanted to live in New York. Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit impetuous, right?
You mean impulsive?
Stinky is the word I'm looking for. But yeah.
I'm looking up impetuous.
Yeah.
Continue so, on, guy.
Acting or done quickly without thought or care. No, that's me. I'd agree with that.
Oh, you just looked up impetuous?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're aces. Yeah. Now you learned something. That's great.
Here. We're high tech.
I think the quickly, yes, without thought or care. I put a lot of thought and care into it. I don't let convention. I don't get hung up on convention.
Right.
So the fact that it, you know, I lived in Denver and my friends, my family, all my stuff was there, and I got a lot of history there, and I owned a place. Like I'm not one to let all of that keep me from doing something.
Right. So you don't...
In other words, he walks on the wild side, guy.
Yeah,
I was
going to
say,
boy.
If you don't live by convention, that explains why you pierced your penis. But are you having a great time?
Well, other than that, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to turn into interview mode here. Guy, I don't know you very well. Like, this is probably the most I've ever talked to you.
I know.
Yeah, we met at probably a WWDC or something.
You know what? I don't know what it was, but I'm pretty sure, I'm like 98% sure it was in the Park 55.
Yeah, it was the bar. It was. Yeah. I do remember that. Yep.
Which, if anybody's going to meet me, that's probably I don't even live in San Francisco.
But you live in the bar.
But if you ever want to meet me... Just go to the Park 55 bar.
I got a text message from Caleb Sexton last night saying
Caleb's
he was,
great.
Great guy. He was saying that he was in the lobby of the Park 55. He sends me a text saying he's in the lobby of the Park 55 and he's expecting me to walk around the corner at any moment.
That's awesome.
Honestly, if I got that text message from Caleb, I would just go.
All I could think of to reply was, I'll be right down.
across the street from Park 55. Not last night, the night before. That's crazy.
Oh. Really? Ah, okay, so Jamie, let's get to know each other. At the time, you were working for Black Pixel.
Yeah, I was probably just like brand new there. I was new there then, and I think we met, yep. I think we met at a Macworld. It must have been like event.
Yeah.
Because it seemed like it was like a January or something. But
it feels like it.
It seems like something that would happen.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, because it was one of those things, like there was two. I mean, there was two. There was Macworld and then there was WWDC. At WWDC, yeah. Everybody is there. Like it is.
Exactly.
Unbelievably populated with nerds.
It's a shit show.
Nerds. With everyone.
Yeah, and this one felt like, and I only spoke to you for like 5 minutes kind of thing.
Yeah.
But
I tend to be incredibly shy. Yeah, I have a hard time with conversation often in person, which I think
seriously?
Is.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah, I do.
How come?
I don't know. How about you? You weren't particularly chatty.
I don't like you.